Dream Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet. Start your engines. This is the Chasing Checkers Podcast with Chase McCain on Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
What's going on, Nashville? Chase McCabe here with you. It is Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, The Game, online at thegamenashville.com, on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, and review. You can find us on SoundCloud as well. Wherever you get your podcasts, I'm right there. Chasing Checkers, talking NASCAR. That's what we do each and every week, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag, right out of the gates. Joey Logano is our guest on this show. When you think about how the planets can align, how the stars can align, whatever the phrase is, I don't think it could have gone any better than this week on the show to get Joey Logano. And full disclosure, I taped that interview on Monday with him. It was very fresh right after the race. So very, very good stuff that you will hear in just a few minutes. But we got to talk about the race. We got to build up, okay? We got to build up a little bit to get to that point. So, if you watched the race, which I know you did, you know what happened. Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr. battling for the win at Martinsville. Short track racing at its best. There's a little bit of twilight. The lights are on. They're beating and banging. And what happens? The three best words in racing: bump and run. That's what happens. Joey Logano is behind Truex. Truex gets around him. He clears him. He's got the victory in hand. He's going to Homestead. Oh, but he let Joey get to the bumper. And Joey got there. He bumped into him. He didn't wreck him. He got him loose. He got around him. They slid. They got into each other. Joey Logano comes across the finish line first. He wins the race. He is going to Homestead, Miami, in the championship four. Truex has a couple of more chances with Texas and Phoenix on the schedule. But, whew, what a finish. So what we're going to do, we're going to take you through the timeline here. This is Joey Logano saying, NBC does this great, you know, they do two interviews, which I used to not like, now I kind of do. But Joey Logano gets out of the car, immediately has to do the interview, and this is what he had to say.
I knew I was going to lay the bumper. We raced really hard here, and he kind of obviously slides up. I don't really blame him just a little bit, but he was able to clear me there, and just the next thing you know, I knew that my one shot was just to try to lay the bumper a little bit, and that's NASCAR racing. That's what the grassroots are. That's what the fans come here to see, and some might not like it, but it's one heck of a race at least.
Joey Logano, just after winning the race, gets out of the car. You can hear the boos. There were some cheers, but you can hear the boos. But you know what? He used those two words. That's racing. That's what it is. That is what it is. None of this barely touching, and you have the same guy leading all the laps, and they just, it's boring on cookie cutter tracks. No, it's short track racing. It's getting into each other's door. It's the bump and run, and the best guy gets the win. It's not always the best car. It's the best driver, and who has the guts to do it? I love Martin Truex Jr. He's been on this show once, but I've interviewed him several times. He is a great guy. But he got out-muscled. That's a part of it. And you know what? If Truex is in that position again, I bet he does the same thing, because it's happened to him, and he's going to go, oh, well, I didn't like that, so I'm going to give it back. As you can imagine, Martin Truex Jr., not very happy, and you will hear this with Parker Kligerman from NBC. Kudos to him for standing there with Truex and holding his own in this interview. Take a listen.
So, Martin, you heard the boos. You heard what Joey had to say. What's your thoughts on that move at the end?
They won the battle, but he didn't win the damn war.
That's it?
Yeah.
So he's not going to get there. He's not going to win the championship.
He ain't.
How do you retaliate?
I'm just not going to let him win it. I'm going to win it.
You going to make it the championship four?
That's the plan right now.
And anything you want to to say to all these fans out here that have come out and seen the show?
Appreciate them being here. They're awesome, man. This place is great. We should be in Victory Lane right now. But, you know, it's just the way it went today. It didn't work out. But proud of my guys, proud of our team. And everybody said we're out. Said we couldn't run good at Martinsville. We don't run good at short tracks. We're our team's shutting down, so we can't make it to the championship four. Yeah. Bring it on. I'll show you. I'm going to show everybody.
Would you have done the same to him in the same position?
I was next to him for six laps. I never knocked him out of the way. We were going to race hard for it in my book. And, you know, I cleared him fair and square. We weren't even banging doors for me to pass him. He just drove the back of me, knocked me out of the way. So, yeah, it's short track racing, but what goes around comes around.
Parker Kligerman with Martin Truex Jr. on NBC after the race. And Kligerman could have easily walked away and said, all right, you know what? He's not going to give me anything. We're going to have one, two-word answers. I can walk away. But he didn't. He held his own and eventually got something out of Truex. I get the emotion. I have nothing against Truex on that. He was ticked off. That's fine. He had every right to be ticked off. But again, that's racing. That's a part of it. And that's why we love it. That's why we watch, because we want to see that emotion. When you go to a track like Martinsville, you're always going to have two drivers get together like that, and you're going to have one that's really, really, really happy, and you're going to have one that is really, really, really ticked off. That's how it is. So continuing this timeline, Truex now goes to Victory Lane to do the second interview, and he has been told about Truex's reaction, and this is what he had to say.
Yes, it's like I said, it's racing. It's what we got to do to get there. We got to get there first, and we had a great car today. Our pit crew won us the race. They're so fast, and you know, some are going to like it. I said haters are going to hate a little bit, but I'm a hard racer, and I don't think that's a secret to anyone. And we're here to win a championship this year.
Joey, how do you race the remainder of the championship knowing that you've dealt a blow like you dealt today?
We're focused ahead right now. We're focused on building a car. Team Penske did a great job building me a great car for the playoffs here throughout the whole run, and to come here to Martinsville and then finally get the win here. We've led so many laps, qualified so good. It's about time we finally get a win. I don't feel like tracks owe you, but man, we've been so close so many times here to getting that grandfather clock behind you, and man, it feels good. So whatever happens from here is going to happen, but you know, we're just going to focus hard on moving forward right now and building a great car for Miami.
And Logano has accepted his fate. You heard it right there. Whatever happens, happens. He owned it. He did what he had to do to win the race. He knows he's going to Homestead, but he owned it. He was like, hey, look, everybody knows I'm a hard racer. You know what I'm going to do. You shouldn't be surprised. So I respect that. I respect it. I said this about Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson at Chicago, that you know what you're going to get. And as long as everybody understands it's tit for tat, then that's what you're going to do. And so I understand that Truex is upset. I get that part. I would be too. But you also have to kind of go, you know what? He got me today. I'll get him next time. Guy that Martin Truex Jr. knows real well, Dale Earnhardt Jr., of course, he raced for him at Chance 2 Motorsports. They've been buddies for a long time. Junior was in the booth on NBC, thought he had interesting comments about the ending.
And like everybody says, more short tracks. Let's just go to more short tracks. We'll see more of this. I had a good time. It was a pretty good finish. I know a lot of fans are upset about what went down, but there's so much. This is the box that these race car drivers are put in to make it. What matters is a championship. Joey don't have a championship. Joey's trying to get to Homestead. Joey's going to do whatever he can. He didn't wreck him. Didn't put him in the fence. I've told Martin forever he's too nice, but I really enjoyed what I saw, and I'd be upset too. And Joey's hope is that Martin never gets that chance to get him back at Homestead. Joey's hope that he goes to Homestead and runs in the front all day long, and Truex struggles.
Yeah, and does anyone remember Richmond? I think it was 2008. Dale Jr., Kyle Busch. Dale Jr. had the race won. He was going to win it. Kyle Busch wrecked him. And, you know, Dale Jr. fans, including myself, ticked off after that one. Junior was ticked off after that one. But that's short track racing. That's just the gig. That's a part of it. Okay? And so I've said all I can say. I mean, I'm cool with it. Joey Logano coming up here in just a few minutes here on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game. But some other drivers that had to deal with things and comment on their day. First, Kyle Busch on his finish.
Yeah, we just weren't turning the center. You know, we tried to do everything we could to get it to rotate the center of the corner and get the drive off. And every time we tried to help the drive off, we just made it tighter. And then we tried to come back on that adjustment, and then it just made it looser on exit. So it's like nothing we did was helping us. And we went one way on adjustments, which took us backwards. We went another way backwards on adjustments, which took us backwards. So it's just a matter of we had what we had. And you know, I thought the M&M's Camry was faster than that, better than that yesterday in practice and stuff. We made improvements to it for qualifying, but it just didn't hold serve when the rubber was going down. So that's kind of where we just missed it today.
Can you tell me a little bit about the racing at the end? It seemed like it certainly picked up with about 30 to go. Every spot was intensely fought.
Yeah, I think that hopefully it was covered well. You know, everybody, there was a battle for the lead, battle for second, battle for fifth, fourth, third, and everywhere. So, you know, we fought hard for what we had. We were racing Truex there, obviously. I saw the front two kind of getting at it. And it wouldn't surprise me that teammates wreck each other, so we were hoping that that would happen so we could get up there and have a shot to race for the win. So I kind of held Truex a little bit up more than maybe I should have, but he got chicken shit anyway. So, you know, that's racing, I guess.
Top five finish for the 18.
Kyle Busch, being Kyle Busch, there at the end with Kelly Stavis from NBC. But, you know, you can hear the frustration from a fourth place finisher because that's what the playoff format has created. Now they know that they're running out of time. They have two races to get to Homestead, and you either got to do it on points, which currently Kyle Busch is in a good spot, or you have to win a race. And he, you know, had one of the best cars all day, doesn't win the race. So I understand his frustration too. This is what NASCAR wanted. It has created drama, and it's been awesome. It's been fun to watch. Let's take a look at the standings, as we do every week, because we're getting so close. Got to make it official. All right. So after the win, Joey Logano leads the way. He is going to Homestead. We know he is good. Kyle Busch is second. He is 46 points to the good. I think he will be fine. Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick are tied with 25 points to the good going into Texas this weekend. Drivers outside the top four, Kurt Busch, of course, minus 25, Chase Elliott, 31 back, Clint Bowyer, 42 back, and Eric Almirola, 50 back. So I would say anyone that wants to get into this thing outside of the big three and Joey Logano, you got to win. And I almost want to say that one of the big three, namely Truex and Harvick, they're going to have to figure out how to get a win to have cushion because, you know, Texas, which that's a good track for Kevin Harvick. It's been good for Martin Truex, but I wouldn't rule out Chase Elliott. I mean, there's a lot of guys that could definitely win this weekend and punch their ticket into the championship four at Homestead. So that's what NASCAR wanted. That's what they've created. And that's why we watch. Because we want to see this drama. We want to see, okay, who needs to win? Who can get in on points? And they have set it up where there's a good chance one of the big three is not going to win. I mean, look, Joey Logano is in a good spot, and he's only got two wins on the year. You might be a little disappointed if he wins the championship just because of that, but that's the way it works. Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game, online at thegamenashville.com. You can find us on iTunes as well. Rate, subscribe, and review. When we come back, you will hear from Joey Logano. He's a guest on the show. He's calling in. That is next. Chase McCabe, Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe here with you as always. And as promised, a guy that has had quite the weekend, the winner at Martinsville, Joey Logano, is on the line with us. Joey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. And I know it was quite the finish, an exciting race. Take me through that final lap. I mean, you said in victory lane that you were going to do what it took to get a win and to get to Homestead. Moving Truex out of the way, I know some people liked it, some people didn't, but that's racing.
Hey, that's right. That's racing, and it's just it's part of it. Some people are going to like it, some aren't. Sometimes it just depends on who you are. But I think in this situation, in the playoffs, how important it is to get a win for your championship hopes, man, it's just such a big deal at this point. And you know, to me, bump and runs are what our sport was built on. And that was the move I executed towards the end of the race. The plan was not to crash him, which we didn't. But the plan was to at least move him up to where we can have a drag race to the start-finish line, and that's what we saw. So what a crazy finish and a lot of fun to be a part of. And, you know, race fans will have different opinions all the way through it, but that's just, you know, that's part of the game.
You know, and you hear his comments after the race, obviously heat of the moment type thing. It's short track racing. It's Martinsville. You guys are trying to win championships. And he said that you're not going to win the championship if he has something to say about it. But that kind of creates some excitement for the sport. And that seems to be just kind of a product of this playoff format.
Yeah, it is a product of it. We see it every year that something happens and it creates a drama because there's just so much on the line. So. Excuse me. That's what it's all about. But yeah, I wouldn't expect this. I don't think that's what we're all about. I don't think people let people win these days. It's a race, and there's 40 drivers trying to win a race, and you know, so we're not just only competing against a 78 car here. We get compete against, you know, seven drivers and race teams that are still in this playoff right now. So we're focused in on looking out the windshield and preparing ourselves for the battle when we get to Miami.
Talking to Joey Logano here on Chasing Checkers. So, you know, you've been racing for a long time, and you've had incidents before where you have hard racing and things like this happen. Do you talk to Martin at some point when you get to the track next week, or is this just, hey, we're going to let this go, and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I think we had a short, you know, text conversation last night, and, you know, I kind of think that's probably be all it is, and it takes a minute for all of us to calm down, but... You know, I say my piece and what it is, and it's the same thing I just told you. It's you know, I wasn't trying to crash him, and we didn't. And you know, everyone, like I said, has a different opinion on how this whole thing goes down and what's acceptable and what's not. Everyone's going to have a different opinion throughout the whole time. So, you know, at this point, you know, it is what it is. We're going to move forward and, like I said, focus out the windshield. You know, we can't let this be a distraction. We got to focus on still building fast race cars.
So I am curious, now that you have won, you know you're going to Homestead, you're going to be in the championship four, how do you approach the next two races? Points, I guess, matter a little bit in the grand scheme of things, but it'll be winner take all at Homestead. Do you just go for wins now, or how do you look at these next two races?
You go for wins. You got nothing to lose in the next two races. You got nothing to lose at all. You know, the points don't matter at all. We already, you know, locked into the championship four. So any point we score doesn't mean a thing. It's just all about the race win right now. So we can call our races different. We can do a lot of things different. That's a cool advantage to have.
It's been an exciting, really an exciting season, but an exciting playoffs through these races, and got, you know, three more left. But you look at you, and you only have a couple wins on the season, but you've been very consistent when it comes to your finishes and points. How important has that been, if you're not going to be, you know, Harvick or Kyle Busch or these guys that have been winning all these races, to just be consistent week in and week out?
I mean, it's important to maximize your day. That's the way I look at it. How do you maximize your finish at the end of the day? And I feel like we've done a pretty good job at getting what our cars had out of them, and that's why we got a lot of top tens and not as many in the win column as we'd like to have at this point in the season, but hey, we got a couple, and we got maybe the most important one we can get so far this season. So that's something to be proud of, and the momentum's been building really the last 12 to 14 races or so. We've really picked up quite a bit of speed and leading a lot more laps, and those wins will be around the corner even more. And we set ourselves up to do that last week.
Joey, it's been quite the year for Ford, your manufacturer. I mean, winning a ton of races, and you just talked about your wins. What can you say about them and the support that they have given you guys at Penske and then all the Ford teams this year?
Yeah, I tell you what, man, their game has stepped up so much since I started at Team Penske, and where Ford was as a manufacturer when I started working with them to where they are now. They've really upped their game in helping these race teams out to really put some strong race cars out there, because, hey, they want to win. They want to win championships. They want to win that manufacturer's championship. They want to do whatever they can to do that. And, you know, the support they give us is second to none right now.
So you win at Martinsville yesterday, and I know that's your first win there. What do you, where are you going to put the grandfather clock?
That's going right in the house. Right in the house. Whenever it gets here, we're going to put it in there. And like I said, we won't have any excuses to be late anymore. Everyone knows there's a clock.
Is that just one of the, I guess, most prestigious trophies? I mean, when we had the races out here in Nashville, everybody wanted to win the guitar, but you have these unique trophies like the grandfather clock.
I think that's what makes it neat. You know, it, not only you had a very historic racetrack, but you have a trophy that they've been giving out there forever, you know, with this grandfather clock. And that's, everyone wants that in their home. And it's not a real flashy trophy that has sponsors all over anything. It's just a cool, classy grandfather clock. And I think that's just old school and really neat. And I wish more racetracks had an iconic trophy like that, because that's a very special thing. And there's not many racetracks you go to where people talk about the trophy, you know, and a lot of people talk about winning the race, but not exactly what the trophy represents. But you know, for Martinsville, that grandfather clock represents a lot to a lot of different people.
Well, Joey, I know you will enjoy that win and enjoy the next couple races as you get ready for Homestead. Best of luck and appreciate the time today.
All right, sounds great. Appreciate it.
Joey Logano, the driver of the number 22 Penske Racing Ford, joining us here on Chasing Checkers. And look, I said it in the first segment, that's racing. And that's a part of it. You can like it, you can not like it, it doesn't matter. But that is old school racing, and when you go to a short track like Martinsville, you got to expect the bump and run. That's exactly what Joey did. He timed it right. He didn't wreck Truex, got him loose, and he was ultimately able to punch his ticket to Homestead. I think that any driver that is trying to get to Homestead, trying to win a championship, I mean, you're going to have to take the gloves off, because I can tell you right now, you know, and something that I like Martin Truex Jr. a lot. It's been on this show, but Harvick would do the same thing. We know Kyle Busch would do the same thing. So it's just a product of the playoff format, and it's a product of these drivers trying to go back to their roots. And you've heard Joey Logano say it. That's what this sport was built on. So I appreciate Joey Logano for taking the time to join us here on Chasing Checkers this week. When we come back, before we get ready for Texas, we'll look at some of the news and notes around NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson has a new sponsor, and he and Chad Knaus are set to make history this weekend at Texas. It's Chasing Checkers online at thegamenashville.com, on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, and review. And as always, right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here, Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, The Game, online at thegamenashville.com. iTunes as well. Rate, subscribe, and review. Just search Chasing Checkers. And, you know, go to thegamenashville.com. You can check out our pod center. We got this one, of course, Through the Ropes, the wrestling podcast that I do. Great conversation with Eric Bischoff, formerly of WCW, that you can check out. You also have Anchor Down, talking Vanderbilt with Max Herz, the Official Predators podcast with Thomas Willis and Brooks Bratton of the Preds, some exclusive content there, tackling Music City with Buck Rising. So check all that out at thegamenashville.com in our pod center. Appreciate Joey Logano for joining the show. Again, I'm going to rehash this. It's racing. That's what happens. And you kind of heard him say that, but he and Truex have talked, as you heard in the interview, and via text message, so I think that's a good thing. And look, Martin Truex Jr. will get his at some point, but he's going to be very, very methodical when he does that, and I think he will be very smart about it. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But I mentioned that we're going to talk about Jimmy Johnson, 7-time champion. Now, earlier this year, it was announced that Lowe's, who has been his sponsor since he entered the Cup Series his entire career, they were leaving the sport. They were done. Their contract was up, and they're like, it's time to move on. We've had a great run. We've won 7 championships. And You know, Lowe's has been here for a long time, not just with Jimmy Johnson. They were Mike Skinner's sponsor when Mike Skinner came into the Cup Series with the 31 car there at Richard Childress Racing. So Lowe's has been in the sport for a long time, and they decided that it was time. There were rumors after different people that were at the top with Lowe's changed hands. They kind of picked up talks again that they might stay involved with Jimmy Johnson in some capacity. They ultimately decided that's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to go ahead and move on and end the relationship. But, you know, it's been a fun ride, obviously. I mean, they've won so many races, 81 to my count, together. And, you know, another part of the announcement with Jimmy Johnson, or this year with Jimmy Johnson, I should say, is Chad Knaus, who has been his crew chief since he entered the Cup Series. They've won 7 titles together. They've won all those races. Everything that Jimmy Johnson's done, Chad Knaus has been alongside, albeit some suspensions here and there. He is leaving, or he is moving over to the 24 car and is going to be William Byron's crew chief. So, Jimmy Johnson, you know, he has a lot of changes going on in his racing life, but they did announce that he has a new sponsor. And once again, Jimmy Johnson has figured out a way to get a sponsor for the entire season. He's not going to have multiple sponsors like you see so many times, which is amazing to me that he's able to pull that off in today's climate. But Jimmy Johnson will go after his record-breaking 8th championship with Ally Financial on his race car. They will sponsor the 48. They announced this last week, and it all starts with Daytona, with Speed Weeks, and, of course, the Daytona 500. The entire 38-race schedule will be sponsored by Ally Financial. And here's some quotes for you. Quote, We are beyond thrilled to be in the fast lane with Jimmy Johnson, one of the most successful drivers in the history of NASCAR, and with Hendrick Motorsports, a premier organization in professional sports. This is Jeffrey Brown, the CEO at Ally. Both share Ally's passion for delivering results for our customers and for our communities with a deep commitment to do it right for the people who count on us the most. We look forward to working with this extraordinary team to build a strong and successful relationship as Ally enters the exciting sport, end quote. Now, what's interesting about this is while the company is called Ally, this is not the first time that they've worked with Hendrick Motorsports. It used to be GMAC, and GMAC, you know, was with Hendrick for a long time, sponsored Ricky Hendrick in the Busch Series, the late Ricky Hendrick. So this seems to be like it's going to be a pretty good deal for Jimmy Johnson. He doesn't have to worry about that part anymore. And, you know, I think Jimmy Johnson's going to get a little bit of a push, he's going to reignite that spark. Not that Chad Knaus, that relationship was soured. I think it was just time. I think they both kind of admitted that it was time to make some changes. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm surprised that it took this long. I kind of was thinking a couple years ago, even when they won that last title, things were not as they were. They weren't dominating. So I think having all these changes for Jimmy Johnson is kind of like, you know what? I only probably have 2, 3, 4, something like that years left. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to go get that 8th title. And I think as soon as he does that, if he does that, he walks away. But I'm going to go make history, and I'm going to do it with Meandering, the new crew chief, and I'm gonna ride off into the sunset. Got a new sponsor, and we're going to have fun with this. So I think that this could be a good thing for Jimmy Johnson and a bad thing for everyone else, because if you get Jim, you know, it's like Clint Bowyer was joking a few weeks ago at Media Day, I think it was, you know, don't give him the rabbit's foot. Don't, you know, don't wake up the sleeping giant. Because when you do that, bad things for everybody else will happen. And I think Jimmy Johnson he's still got something there. I mean, there's still something left in the tank. You don't win 7 championships, and you can make the argument, and I've made the argument over, well, it's the format, it's the way he did it. If it was the old way, you know, back when Earnhardt and Petty won theirs, it would be a lot different. Yes, you're right, but things change. So we have to get over it. And he has made the most of this format. He's made the most of the opportunity. And ultimately, he has walked away with 7 titles. So One thing that is happening this weekend, though, in relation to Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus, is they're going to make their 600th start together as crew chief and driver. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, Chad had a couple of suspensions for some rules violations, you know, when Jimmy won the Daytona 500 one of the times. Darren Grubb was his crew chief, was the interim crew chief. So, but making their 600 start together, they are the longest tenured crew chief driver combo, and obviously among active drivers, but of all time. So, tremendous accomplishment for both Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus to do that this weekend at Texas. But Jimmy announcing and Hendrick announcing that Ally Bank will be the new sponsor of the 48. And I've been reading a few things that Jimmy has influence on the paint scheme, that they might do some different things. You might see some old school, some new school, a little bit in between. But they're going to figure out a way to work in that neon 48 because that is so iconic on that race car. So pretty big announcement there. Another announcement that was made at the Texas Motor Speedway was this, Doug Rice from PRN doing the honors.
Chevrolet will campaign a newly redesigned Chevrolet Silverado RST, and in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, competitors will be driving a newly updated Camaro SS. Both racing vehicles have been redesigned to look more like their production counterparts, and that's a pretty exciting part of this announcement.
I love that Chevy, well, really all the manufacturers, have kind of gone back to that. You know, they're trying to make the race cars look as close to the street car as they possibly can, because the old adage was win on Sunday, sell on Monday. And that's one of the big reasons why these manufacturers are still involved. I mean, they're trying to promote their product, and if the race car doesn't look like the street car, it's just not going to have the same effect. So they're doing that, and the Silverado, of course, in the what is now going to be the Gander Outdoor Truck Series. I hope I'm saying that right. They've changed the name from Camping World. Still the same company, but so they're going to have a redesigned Chevy Silverado, and also the Xfinity Series will have an updated Camaro as well. You know, the Camaro coming into the Cup Series, which I think is a really, really cool looking race car. It took them a while to kind of dial it in and figure it out, but now they have, and I think you're seeing Chevy kind of return back to where they need to go. I would say Ford is going to win the manufacturer's championship this year, but just how much they've dominated. But Chevy making strides, making announcements, and wanting to have a different look in the Xfinity and the Truck Series starting next year. And remember that Ford announced the Mustang is coming to the Cup Series as well. So manufacturers also making news. One thing that is interesting, and we talked to Bob Pockris about this last week, and if you missed that episode, GameNashville.com has it all for you, TheGameNashville.com. But I'm surprised that we haven't had more silly season announcements with so many rides open. We think we know where the pieces are going to fall, but there haven't been any definitive answers. Like, we think Truex is going to the 19 car at Gibbs. Hasn't been announced yet. We think that Kurt Busch is leaving SHR and going to Chip Ganassi Racing. Hasn't been announced yet. We think that Daniel Suarez is probably going to take Kurt's spot at Stuart Haas. Hasn't been announced yet. So there are a lot of dominoes that have to fall, and we think we know how they're going to fall. It's just interesting that they haven't been announced. Now, part of me is kind of like, good, you're protecting the integrity of the playoffs. You're not getting in the way of everything going on there, and you are allowing the racing on the track to take place. You are allowing a championship to be decided before you make these announcements. I don't see this going deep into December. I think we probably have some answers before Homestead, but I just think it's interesting that it seemed like every week it was like, oh, this guy's leaving, this guy's going here, this guy's going here. Silly season was in full swing. Rumor, 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 rumor. And then all of a sudden dies down and it's quiet. And I think that part of that is a product of the playoffs. So we continue to monitor that. But when we come back, there's racing this weekend. Two races left until the championship four at Homestead. They're at Texas. And oh boy, is Texas always exciting. We will discuss. It's Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game, and on the Game Nashville app.
In touch with the ground. I'm on the high.
Back here on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe here with you at Chase on Game on Twitter. Give it a follow. Hungry like the wolf. I think that has to be the theme for drivers going into Texas this week as we get ready for that. And again, you can find all these shows not only on the air, but at thegamenashville.com and on iTunes as well. Just search for Chasing Checkers. Rate, subscribe, and review to get your NASCAR fix. So the Texas Motor Speedway plays host to NASCAR action this weekend as drivers try and punch their ticket to the Homestead Miami Speedway. We know Joey Logano is going there. If you missed the start of the show, I kind of recapped that and what happened between he and Martin Truex Jr. And also Joey actually joined the show this week. The stars could not have aligned any better. But I want to play this from post-race last week at Martinsville. Joey was asked if it's something that, you know, bothers him, if he kind of has that reputation, if it's something that he thinks about. This is what he had to say.
Of course it matters to me. I think, you know, as a race car driver, you think about a lot of things, but, my goal was not to wreck him in any way. My goal is to win the race, but I don't want to win by dumping somebody. I want to win by, you know, making a move. And, as the classic bump and run, that is the move that our sport in Martinsville in particular was built on. And I feel like I owe it to my race team to do everything I can and to be able to win a race and get ourselves for having another shot at the championship. That's my job. They did their job today, and I had to do mine. And, like I said, it wasn't a move that I sent them three lanes up the racetrack. I was able to just get underneath them, and then we bumped and banged across the line. That's the way that I wanted to do it, to be able to get a win. I didn't, I wasn't going to spin them out. Didn't want to crash them. Didn't want to do anything like that. But I know how big of a deal it is to win any race. But when you get to Martinsville, this is probably the second most important race to win all year if you're still in the playoffs and to get yourself to Miami. And now there's just one more. So we got to focus hard on Miami right now.
And that's exactly what he's been doing. And as I said to start the show, and you heard him say it in the interview with me, that, look, you got to do what you got to do. But he didn't wreck him. I mean, you can't argue with that. He didn't wreck him. He got him loose. It's the classic bump and run, as he said. Now, as they get ready for Texas, of course, this still coming up. During practice on NBC's coverage, Joey Logano was asked if he's talked to Truex anymore, and you heard him say that they had texted in the interview, but it seems like that they know where each other stand.
Obviously, the team's in pretty good shape right now after a win like that. And the playoffs that we've had, we've scored a lot of points out of the good finishes. So the momentum's right there right now. So we're looking forward to seeing what the old AAA Ford Fusion's got here in a few minutes.
We talked about this a moment ago. Martin texted you Sunday. Were you surprised he texted you?
I don't know if I was surprised. I'm glad he did. You know, kind of broke the ice and we were able to talk about it some. So kind of glad he did. I was wondering when was the right time, so I'm glad he did it.
So will there be part of your thought process is where's the 78 and what might happen for these final two races before Miami?
I think really the most important thing right now is to look at the windshield.
So you could hear him kind of dodge that. It's like almost like he's ready to move on, which I can understand. You know, Truex told Bob Pockrass this week that I think he's had some time to think about things and let things settle down. Look, I don't think he gets him at Texas. Now, if it comes down to the 78 and the 22 and they're both in it at Homestead going for the championship, heck yeah, he's going to wreck him. He's going to move him out of the way. He's going to do whatever it takes to win a championship. But I think he would have done that. Either one of those drivers would do that if Martinsville hadn't happened. I mean, you have to go for it. It's your job. Go win the championship. So I think that it'll happen eventually. You know, something will spark this again. But this is what it is going into Texas, and they're big boys. And you heard earlier on, Dale Jr. said that Joey Logano doesn't have a championship. Truex has one. Joey didn't have one. Joey wants that trophy. He wants to hoist that at Homestead, and he's come close. And you go back a few years, he had that run-in with Kenseth, and ultimately it cost him a championship because Kenseth got him. Kenseth wasn't going to let him win it. And Truex may very well do the same. I don't think Truex is that kind of driver. I don't think he's that kind of guy. I think he's going to race him for it. And if something happens while they're racing for a championship, then so be it. But I think it'll be interesting this weekend. So that brings us to Texas. Let's one more time take a look at the standings, as we like to do going into the Texas Motor Speedway right now. If you missed this earlier in the show, you can hear it now. Joey Logano is in. He's going to Homestead. He leads the way with the one win. Kyle Busch in second. He is 46 points to the good. I would say that he is probably going to be racing for a championship at Homestead. Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick tied with 25 to the good, 40,083 points. Now, the cutoff line, Kurt Busch in fifth, 25 back, of course. Chase Elliott, 31 back in sixth. Clint Bowyer, 42 back in seventh. And Eric Almirola, 50 back with eight. Those drivers, probably outside of Chase Elliott, they got to win. Chase Elliott on that line. But I could see, you know, Truex and Harvick, they want to take care of things the easy way. And Harvick is going to be the one to watch at Texas. He's been so good on the mile and a halves. Had a really good run in the spring. And also, you know, has won there before. Truex, I think, is pretty good there, too. So, I would watch out for both those guys this weekend, if I'm just being completely honest with you. But then I look at it, I'm like, well, you can never rule out Kyle Busch. No, you know, Chase Elliott still, he's been running well. And, oh yeah, well, Clint Bowyer and Eric Almirola, I mean, they got to get a win. So really, any one of the eight could get it done this weekend. Wouldn't surprise anybody by any means. But I love Texas. You know, Eddie Gossage and his group have done a tremendous job at the Texas Motor Speedway. There's always some excitement. It's a very fast track. It's got character to it. A little bumpy at times, and you know, it's been there for over 20 years now, and has just kind of developed into a place that these drivers and fans really enjoy going to. It's one of those tracks, I've driven by it. I've never actually been to it for a race, and it's on my list. I mean, it's on my short list of tracks that I want to go visit and see a race at. So I think that's what NASCAR is looking for. They're looking for these exciting races to end their playoffs with. And you have very different tracks that you're going to. In Martinsville, which was the short track that they went to last week, you have a mile and a half speedway, really, really fast in Texas. And then you have Phoenix that are ISM, whatever they call it now. You have that track that's different, but it has some character, and it can produce, you know, some exciting racing as well. And they've just reconfigured it, and you never know what you're going to get on a reconfigured racetrack, especially, you know, now with Kevin Harvick was so good on the old surface. I mean, he basically owned that place, but, you know, it could be different for him now. And then, of course, Homestead, it's got character too, and kind of comes down to whoever wins that race is probably going to win the championship. Those four drivers are going to be the ones fighting for the win at the end. And that's the type of excitement that we want to see. You know, to me, I kind of like it when I see the race winner also winning the championship. It just because whoever wins if the guy that wins the race, if he doesn't win the championship, you're just kind of like, okay, I don't care. Like, great, glad you won, but you know, we want to see the champion. So it kind of adds to it. But the Texas Motor Speedway this weekend should definitely be exciting. What will happen? Will Martin Truex Jr. Get retaliation? I don't really think so, but he might. You never know. And who is going to punch their ticket to Homestead? Because I can say this, I'm pretty confident one of the top eight is going to win, because it's just going to be that exciting. But that is going to do it for this week's edition of Chasing Checkers here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My thanks to Joey Logano for joining the show. Pretty cool how that worked out. Thanks to NASCAR for setting that up, and I scheduled the interview before he won the race, so I had no idea that was going to happen. But when you really talk about the stars aligning, that definitely happened for us this week on Chasing Checkers. If you miss any of the past episodes, you can go to thegamenashville.com and go to our Pod Center section, click on Chasing Checkers, and they are all right there for you to listen to. You can check out our other podcasts as well. Through the Ropes is my wrestling podcast that I do. The Anchor Down podcast with Max Herz to hear all things Vanderbilt. There's the Official Predators podcast that you can check out with Thomas Willis and Brooks Bratton from the Preds, tackling Music City on the Titans. We got everything covered in our Pod Center, as well as our on-demand section that has all of our shows that you can listen to. So that's going to do it for this week. I'm Chase McCabe. Give me a follow on Twitter @ChaseOnGame. Thanks for listening to Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game.